What happens next happens here. Canton's Morning News with Pam Cook on News Talk 1480 WHBC.
10 minutes now before 9 o'clock on News Talk 1480 WHBC. Pam Cook with you on Canton's Morning News. And right now on our WHBC Newsline, we have a business and workplace culture expert by the name of Michael Houlihan. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Pam.
I want to talk to you a little bit about, first of all, before we get started into the actual discussion, I think I need you to explain to us, what is a millennial?
A millennial is a person who was born between 1980 and 1995.
Okay. And I'm thinking, okay, that's my children.
Right,
exactly. So the workplace is changing because of this generation?
Absolutely.
And how is it changing?
Well, it's changing because you now have a generation of young people who grew up with the machines that we gave them, which gave them direct access to the internet anytime, anywhere. So this is kind of like the Y generation. I don't mean the letter Y, like the WHY. They ask why, they get an answer instantly. So they expect answers. So they're very good at research. They also communicate with each other directly through texting and emailing and whatnot. They have a complete record of everything they do. They're an interesting generation because they like to work in groups. They like to work in a collaborative way, around tables, sitting in a living room. They can work anywhere. They don't need to be in a cubicle. They need clear goals and they need clear deadlines. But they want to work flexible hours. Unlike us, they have a life. So if the job provides them with flexible hours, they're quite happy to do that. It doesn't mean that they'll miss a deadline. They will hit a deadline. They will make an appointment where there's a talk or something that's important for them to be at. So, you know, I have millennials working for me. They're fantastic.
All right. So, and I was going to say, these are all sound like very good things, but what are the negatives? What are the things that you're going to try to have to work through?
Well, first of all, you've got to hire the right ones, right? So you have to hire people who are smart, motivated, and kind. And we'd add two more requirements. They have to have common sense and hustle. So, I mean, these are things that are like age-old issues that you look for when you try to hire a person. The other thing, too, is that with millennials, I think it's really important that they understand how they fit into the organization. So you have to work on things like where the money comes from, who the customer really is, and how they fit into that chain. The other thing that's important for us to realize as older generation is that if we want to keep them working for us, we have to give them some kind of a path to promotion or increased responsibility, and we have to work on giving them a little more orientation than normal and certainly a lot more mentoring.
Okay, the other part of it is, you know, you talk about mentoring, so that could be one answer to my question. But, you know, how do you integrate the millennials with, say, folks my age or a little older that are operating under maybe a totally different set of rules?
Well, what's interesting is that the people who are our age or older who are operating under a different set of rules have to admit that those rules are changing, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, for one thing, I mean, when are you really away from work? If you've got your phone on you, you can be called at any time. You may be forced to make a decision in the middle of a golf game about something that has to do with business. So that's part of it. The other part of it is that they are coming into the workplace and they like to hang out with each other, but they also like to pair up with an older person who can show them the ropes. So I think that the way to do it is to basically create teams where you put the older generation together with the younger generation.
All right. Well, business and workplace culture expert Michael Houlihan, we appreciate your time this morning, sir. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
Canton's Morning News with Pam Cook.
I like keeping up to date. I like knowing what's going on around me.
Weekdays 5:30 to 9. News Talk 1480. WHBC.